Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Residents across Northeast Alabama and Northwest Georgia urged to take shelter yesterday afternoon and evening as severe thunderstorms prompted tornado warnings across the region. The National Weather Service issued those warnings for portions of Jackson and DeKalb counties in Alabama, as well as Dade County and parts of Walker County in Georgia. A strong line of storms moved through the area yesterday. Radar indicated rotation in those storms, creating the potential for tornadic activity. As the warnings were issued, the EAS system here on KWIN Radio interrupted regular programming to provide listeners with immediate warning information from the Weather Service. Numerous alerts went out to cell phones throughout the region, too. Heavy rain, frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts, and the possibility of tornadoes accompanied those storms. Emergency management officials and weather forecasters closely monitored those storms moving across the area, and as of last night, no immediate reports of tornado-related injuries or significant damage locally. The storms were part of a larger severe weather system impacting portions of Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. Officials remind residents that when a tornado warning is issued, they should immediately move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and stay away from windows. KWIN will continue to monitor weather conditions always and provide emergency information whenever warnings are issued for the listening area. With those storms yesterday, power outages were reported across multiple counties, including Jackson, DeKalb in Alabama, Dade, Walker, Catoosa, and Whitfield in Georgia, and Marion and Hamilton counties in Tennessee. Emergency officials received reports of downed trees and scattered storm damage throughout the region as strong winds accompanied the storms. As of last night, again, no injuries had been reported in connection with the severe weather. Jackson County EMA is asking residents to report storm damage following last evening's weather. EMA says that reports from the public help emergency managers and the National Weather Service verify storm impact, improve warning decisions, and document damage throughout the area. Residents are encouraged to safely report the location of any storm damage, including downed trees, structural damage to homes or businesses, roof damage, downed power lines, flooding, washed out roads, hail, wind damage, and any observed tornado damage. Officials also ask residents to provide photos or video when it's safe to do so. Information such as the time the damage occurred, exact location, and estimated measurements of hail or flood water can be especially helpful too. Jackson County EMA says public reports play an important role in helping emergency responders assess damage and coordinate recovery efforts. In other news, a Dade County man has died from injuries he sustained in a motorcycle accident on the side of Sand Mountain earlier this month. Mitchell Ford, age 73, seriously injured in a crash on Highway 136 West back on Monday the 15th while traveling up Sand Mountain. Following the accident, Ford was taken from the scene by Life Force for treatment of his injuries. Ford passed away this last Sunday as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. The accident is being investigated by the Georgia State Patrol. After a late game last night, the Braves continue their West Coast road trip with Game 2 of that three-game series against the San Diego Padres at Petco Park. First pitch tonight is 9:40. Airtime will be 8:25 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.